Hello and welcome back to the Find Your Feet podcast, a podcast show dedicated to helping you get closer to your true authentic self by helping you find your feet in life. Welcome to episode 37.
Yes, it's episode 37 because we are going seasonless. We've changed it a little bit, so we're just going to keep going and not have seasons anymore.
Yes, so you haven't missed out on 25 episodes. As last week told you, it was episode 12 of season 2. You've not missed a big chunk. We've just renamed all our episodes to be completely seasonless, so you guys are going to get us every single Wednesday without a break.
Yeah, we're invested now. There's no going back.
Yeah, we've committed. So this is it. Find Your Feet is going seasonless.
Yeah, so last night was our first ever webinar and we absolutely loved it. It was so, so good.
Yeah, I'm literally still vibing so high from last night. I am still buzzing off the energy. It was absolute magic. It was our first ever webinar and it went off with a bang. If you were there, then you know. And if you weren't there, you missed out because it was absolutely fantastic.
It was really good. And all the reviews already coming in about how people like really loved it just makes us so happy.
Yeah, the feedback was absolutely phenomenal, which is the main thing. We wanted you guys to really enjoy it and get so much value out of it. And that's what you said that you got. So that was amazing. So we're definitely going to do more in the future because it was just too much fun and everybody enjoyed it so much. They're like, all the girls that came, they've even made a group chat with us and all of them in it now on Instagram because they just wanted to keep the energy of the night going. They just loved connecting with like-minded people in the Find Your Feet community and they want to keep the conversation going. So now they're all chatting to each other on a group chat on Instagram, which is amazing. So not only did you miss out on a great night, you're now missing out on the group chat, Find Your Feet group chat banter that's going on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. Like we weren't lying when we said find your tribe. I think that's the most important thing, like finding my like-minded people and just connecting.
Yeah, so don't panic. We are going to do some more this year for sure because it was so good. So make sure you follow us on Instagram at Finding Your Feet Podcast so that you are kept up to date with when our next online workshop is going to be so you can join us.
Yeah, already so excited for the next one. But before we start the episode, we're just going to read out our Apple Podcast review of the week. So this is from So Good and Funny. That's what the name is, which we appreciate. And it says, amazing. I love this podcast so much. So inspiring. And it gives me another reason to wake up in the morning. I love it so much. And it gives me so much motivation and confidence to do more with my life. Amazing. I love that it gives her a reason to wake up in the morning. That's so sweet.
Yeah, that is amazing. Thank you so much. And I'm assuming that you mean we are so good and funny, but if not, if you're referring to yourself as so good and funny, I rate the self-love.
Exactly. Love you, so good and funny.
Yeah. So thank you. If you guys want to be featured in Review of the Week next week, all you need to do is go and leave us some feedback on Apple Podcasts for your chance for us to maybe read your review out on next week's show. But we've just got one more thing to let you know before we get into today's juicy topic. So we just got a quick word from the people that make this podcast possible. Our sponsor, BetterHelp. That's help, H-E-L-P. And we are so proud to be partnering up with a company whose mission it is to help you start living a happier life from today.
Yes, BetterHelp is a professional online counseling service and it sets you up with a therapist in under 48 hours. They have a huge range of expertise and it makes it much easier to find the right therapist for you. And even if it turns out that you're paired with a therapist that you're not too keen on, you can actually change for free.
Yes. So it's a professional, secure online counseling service available for clients all over the world. You can access your account at any time and contact your therapist and you will always receive a quick response. You can easily set up weekly video or phone sessions with your therapist and get the support you need from the comfort of your own home. So during the current corona times, this is perfect. You can get professional counseling from your bedroom. You don't even need to leave the house.
Yeah, and it's also way more affordable than your traditional offline counseling. And there are over a million people using BetterHelp today. They receive incredible reviews that you can go and check out for yourself at betterhelp.com/reviews.
And just to give you a picture on just how affordable they are, for 1 month of BetterHelp, so that say you get one session a week for an hour, so 4 hours of therapy a month, will cost you the same as what I paid last year. That's the last time I got therapy because I've got it quite a few times in my life. So what I was paying last year for 1 hour is what you'd get 4 hours of BetterHelp for. So that is literally a quarter of the price of what I was paying per session last year. So, and that was for face-to-face counseling. So that's just to give you an idea of just how much more affordable it is than the traditional offline counselling. But just because it's so much significantly more cheaper does not mean that it's any less good quality. There is literally millions of therapists on there with all different ranges of expertise. So that's why they get you to fill out a questionnaire before you join with them, so they can get a really clear picture about who you are, what are your needs. They can make sure they match you up with somebody who's really tailored to give you the help that you need to get. And they are being very kind, and they're giving our listeners 10% off your first month of therapy with them. So not only is it significantly cheaper anyway, you're also going to get an extra 10% off your first month. So all you need to do is go to betterhelp.com/findyourfeet. That's betterhelp.com/findyourfeet. We'll leave the link in the show notes so you can easily get started. But honestly, there's no shame in therapy. It's just like taking your mind to the gym. And if you need the support and guidance, it's been a difficult year, 2020. If you want to turn it around this year, take charge of your mental health, then you are so worth investing the money to do that.
Okay, let's get on with the show.
So today we are talking about comparison. So it's new year, 2021. New year, new goals. You know, it's a lot of new year, new me energy. I'm really loving the 2021 energy that's flying around, because obviously not everyone thought that 2020 was that great. They really wanted to move into the new year with a new attitude, a new sense of optimism. And I do think this year is going to be a lot better. So I'm loving the new year vibe energy that is going on right now. But with the new year energy, you probably have some new goals, and comparison might be something that is getting in your way of achieving those goals. And we're going to talk about it today.
Yeah, I feel like comparison is just such a huge thing within our society today. And especially when it comes to that time when everyone's like thinking about taking a new leap, it's a new year, you're thinking about new challenges. It's very easy to just start comparing yourself, and maybe like an idea you might have had, some inspiration you might have had, then you might start comparing yourself, and then it kind of makes you go back into your little hole and think, actually, no. So that's why we want to do this episode, because I feel like it's a perfect time to help you just realize that comparison really is the thief of joy, and we want you to smash 2021. So that is why we're going to start with this episode.
Yes. So the main thing is, I think the first point is to own your uniqueness. So we all have a unique gift to share with the world. We've all got unique talents, skills, and we're all different people. And you need to be your true, authentic self. No one is you, and that is your superpower. So when it comes to comparison, if you are being you, even if whatever it is that you're doing, your goal, where you're putting yourself out there trying to achieve it, even if you get knocked back and you get some no's and it's, you know, it's not a smoothest ride for you to get there, as long as you're being your true authentic self, then you're not going to lose. But can you imagine if you are comparing yourself so much and you start to then adjust who you actually are, trying to become like other people that you're comparing yourself to, that you think they're doing well, so I'll try and be like them, and then you lose because of that, you then really have lost, because you weren't being you, you were being fake. So with comparison, it's so important to just be your true authentic self, own your uniqueness, know that you have your unique gift to bring to the world, because we all do. So everyone needs to believe that, and not try and be anybody else.
Yeah, I think it's really important to remember that there is a space out there for you, and people want to hear your uniqueness, because you are not like anybody else whatsoever. So I think we were saying this before, so many, like, if you look up to people and you think, oh, maybe I'm a bit jealous of them, or oh my God, look, they've made it, like, I love to be in that position. Just think, they never let it stop them thinking of someone that inspired them. Like, they never thought, oh my God, this has been done before. Oh my God, I'm not in that position. They didn't let that stop them. So when you look at those people, don't let that stop you. You need to work on turning that into inspiration.
Yeah. I think an amazing example of this is Courtney Black, who we speak about quite a lot, because she's lit and she's got good workouts. But like this year, well, 2020, not this year, last year, she had like exponential growth in her like business and her profile as a fitness influencer. And before that, and she talks really openly about this on her Instagram, before that, she was constantly comparing herself. So like before 2020, she was literally always comparing herself to other people in the industry, worried about what other people were going to think about her. She was then just looking at what other people doing and were like doing that rather than being her true unique self, which is what everybody loves her for now. Like, she's built this huge loyal community of warriors because she shows them exactly who she is, and she owns who she is, and she's unique, and she has all these like silly dances and stuff during her workouts, and she fully shows her like bubbly unique personality, and that is what makes her service of fitness unique. That's why she stood out. That's why she's had this huge exponential growth, because she really stood into her true authentic self and stopped comparing herself to other people. She just tunnel vision, focused on what she was doing, and look at the greatness that she's brought into the world. She definitely helped so many people in 2020 with their mental health, and during the pandemic hosting those live workouts every morning. It got a lot of people out of bed and kept into a routine. She did a lot for a lot of people last year, and if she had just stayed in that place of comparison and thinking she needed to be like other people and not fully owning her power and her uniqueness, then she would never have achieved and brought the greatness to the world that she did.
Yeah, that's so true. Absolutely love her. And I think as well, the reason why she flourished so much, like I said, is because people can sense when you're being authentic. Mm. And when you're not, people just don't relate to it. Like, people want to see realness and they want to see something they can relate to. So I think that's why it works so well for CB, because she's so real. And I think we are as well. We're so real. And then people can relate to that because they see all that. They see the realness, they see the vulnerability within them.
Yeah.
And then I think as well, it's even better because now, say CB, she has had a lot of success in the last year and she's blown up, and I bet she's really proud of herself. And at least she can stand there and say, I've blown up and I've done really well from my authentic self. Mm-hmm. Because some people may be able to blow up and do it all from a place of completely faking it. And I'm sure that wouldn't even feel that great. No. Saying you're like, actually, this isn't even who I am.
Yeah, that's so true. It'd be very unfulfilling. Like what I was saying before, if you lose and you lose whilst you were being fake and weren't being a true authentic self, that's going to be pretty gutting. Because at least if you get setbacks and lose, at least you know you're staying true to yourself and that's all that you can do. But yeah, I guess if you win and smash it as well whilst also being fake, then that is not going to be very fulfilling either.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you should just always try and be authentic. It's like a win-win.
Yeah, that's your superpower. I love that. That's one of the affirmations that we've got on our playlist on our website. No one is you, and that is your superpower. And it's just such a powerful affirmation to say, and it's so true.
Yeah, it just makes you think that your voice has to be heard. Everyone is going to have a completely different voice no matter what kind of career you're in, and you just have to go out there and share your voice.
Mm. Yeah, so I think the comparison is a very common issue that a lot of us deal with now because of social media. So if you think like back 10 years ago and 15 years ago when all this social media didn't exist, you didn't know what everyone was up to. You wouldn't know the depths of everybody's lives the way that we do now. So you sort of, when you're on social media, you can just be unconscious of the fact that you are constantly looking and comparing. So that's why I think comparison's become quite a big problem for people now. And this episode was kind of inspired actually by some of the things we discussed last night on our webinar, because when the group of amazing girls that were there were kind of sharing, you know, their limiting beliefs, what was blocking them from getting what they wanted this year, a lot of it was to do with comparison and thinking they, you know, comparing to their competitors and thinking that they weren't good enough, you know, within their own industries and things like that. So, but I think that the reason why it's such a common issue that a lot of people have now is to do with social media.
Yeah, it's very true. And like you said, it's very unconsciously you do it, because we all do spend quite a lot of time on social media and you might not even realize how much you are observing other people's lives.
Yeah.
And one thing that I think with social media, where this comparison is a huge issue, and I think it's because social media is sometimes used as a way to mask someone's actual life. Like, so this is obviously just a small part of it, but say I'm comparing myself to someone's life on social media and I'm like, oh my god, they really look like they've got it really good. And obviously people are very well aware that that might not be the case, but I feel like there's another step to it. I feel like people sometimes use social media to make themselves feel better.
Yeah,
like say they're in a relationship and it's like it's actually not fulfilling them that much, they might post like a really cute selfie with their boyfriend or whatever, and then kind of like convince themselves that it's better than it is. And I feel like years ago, a long, long time ago, I did something similar to this. So that's why it's like implanted in my head now that I feel like people do still do that. Like, I think it's almost like a natural thing to sometimes use social media as an escape and as a way to kind of convince yourself maybe something's not quite what it is. But the reason it becomes so harmful is because the other person who is viewing that has no idea what is actually going on. So I think it's, with social media, we have to constantly remind ourselves that what you see on social media is not face value. And it might be a perfect relationship, it might be a perfect career, you don't know, but you've got to always remind yourself that it could be something completely not what you're seeing. So comparing yourself to something on social media is actually just like a complete waste of time, because you don't even know what you're comparing yourself to.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and nobody's life is perfect, even if it is genuine what's being posted. It's not like faked, but everyone's got challenges in life. Like, no one's life is perfect. So, you know, like there's that quote that we've said on this podcast before, if everyone put their problems in a pile and looked at them, we'd all grab our own back. So in the same way with comparing people's highlights and stuff on social media, you don't also know what's going on in the background, and you probably might not want to swap situations with them anyway.
Yeah, for sure. But with that being said as well, so we're saying like, obviously it can be harmful comparing yourself on social media. I also think a huge thing to remember though is that every single person that posts on social media can post whatever the hell they want. So I know I've just said some people might be doing it to mask pain, blah, blah, but that is completely their responsibility. Like, that's their own thing. They can post whatever they want. It's completely up to you as a consumer what kind of stuff you're consuming on Instagram. Like, if you're not aware of what you're consuming, then that's completely your responsibility. Mm-hmm. I think that's the main thing, is that you have to kind of take back the power and realize that, yeah, her life might not be perfect. She might be completely faking it, but that's not her fault. You leave her to it. It's your responsibility.
Yes. There's, in everything in life, you must take ownership. You must take responsibility and not be victim to anything, to have true power and control over how you feel and how your life goes. So it's not the responsibility of the person putting the information out there. Like, there's so many people these days that get offended by what somebody's posted and things like that, and don't agree with what, or think, oh, that person shouldn't be spreading messages like that, they shouldn't be saying things like that. It's not their, like, they are going to post whatever they're going to post. It's your responsibility as the receiver of the information to decide how and what you interpret and what you take in, how you receive that information. That is up to you, and it's your responsibility, because everyone's going to have so many different opinions about what someone should post and what they shouldn't anyway, because we're all different people with different opinions. But you can't put the blame on the other person. It's up to you to decide, how are you taking this in? How are you absorbing this information? It's your responsibility. Are you going to absorb it in a healthy way or not?
Yeah, I feel like that's such a truth bomb as well, because people can go around pointing the finger like, oh, that's fake, that's this, that. But honestly, when you actually realize that it's completely your responsibility, like, if you're someone that really, really struggles with comparing yourself on social media, because some people like genuinely really, really struggle, then just maybe take yourself off social media for a while. Like, you really just concentrate on yourself, because as we said, it's up to you. And if it's going to make you feel better, then it's definitely something you should consider.
Yeah. Definitely. Truth bomb explosion for you.
Yeah.
So another sort of mindset to adopt when it comes to comparison and feeling like you're not enough when you're comparing yourself to other people is to view the universe as an abundant universe. This is more of like the, I guess, the spiritual side of it. To really think that, you know, this is an abundant universe. There is enough success and achievements and winnings and everything, love, friends, money. There is enough for all of us to have what we want. So anybody else succeeding does not take a slice of your pie away from your pie of success. Just because somebody else is doing amazing and you look at them and think, wow, they're doing great, does not mean that it takes away from the fact that you have the opportunity and the potential to do that. There is room on this world for every single one of us to thrive. It doesn't, just because somebody else, you look at them and think they're doing amazing, doesn't mean that there now is less space for you to be able to do the same.
Yeah, totally. And I think this relates as well back to manifesting, because if you are thinking that oh, this person's achieved that, so there's no room for me, then you're just giving out the frequency of lack and the frequency that you don't deserve it. But if you really worked on believing that you completely deserve it and like whatever your dreams or your desires are going to come true, then you're not going to give out that frequency. You're going to keep telling yourself, the universe is abundant, there's so much room for me. Like that's a really important affirmation for me, like the universe is abundant. It just reminds you that there is stuff out there for you. Just because someone's got something doesn't mean you can't have it.
Yeah, exactly. And if you do feel, you know, envious of somebody and start to like doubt yourself because they seem to be smashing it, just use that envious feeling, turn it around and into inspiration instead, and feel grateful that they're showing you that, you know, that these amazing things can be done. Be inspired by them instead of feeling like less than them and a bit jealous and letting that get in your way. Instead, use it to hurdle you and push you even further by being inspired.
Yeah, definitely. Like, study these people. If there's anyone that you look up to and you feel a bit envious, study what have they done, because they're in a position that you want to be in. Mm. And yeah, you can just use them to inspire you rather than being jealous.
Yes.
I think another thing as well with comparison is, even though it's obviously a natural thing to do, one thing it really does is it takes us completely out of the present moment. And it's something that will make you completely miss, like, say something you've achieved because you're too busy looking forward to what other people have achieved. Mm. So I think really practicing presence and appreciating everything you have and appreciating every single milestone is so much more healthier than always looking forward. Because if you're always looking forward and thinking, oh, well, I achieved, like, say I got like 50 sales, but this person got 150 sales. Like, oh my God. Like, but somebody else who's got 2 sales could be thinking, oh my God, she's got 50 sales. Like, so if you're not in the present moment and you're not really appreciating what you have got in that moment, then you're never going to be happy when you've got 150 sales, because you're going to be looking at someone that's got 300 sales. And you see how it goes? It just goes on and on and on. It's like a cycle of just like feeling like you've never done enough. Mm-hmm. So no matter where you are at right now, I don't know if you're starting a business or if you're just working or anything like that, you should be so grateful for where you're at. Because as the quote says, you are doubting yourself while so many people are intimidated by your potential.
Yeah, it's literally so true. Like, you need to, as much as actually like looking to people that are doing better than you and having sort of like mentors, they're not really your mentors, but they're just people that, you know, sort of aspire to be like, and they inspire you. Instead of spending all your time looking at what everybody else that's further ahead of you is doing, you just don't appreciate your own small wins and your own gains. And all we have is the present moment. So you need to enjoy where you're at right now and appreciate the small wins that you're having now, because that is all. We don't have the past and we don't have the future. All we have is now. So if you're going to waste all your time of the present moment, future projecting and comparing yourself and thinking you're not enough, then even when you, like you said, when you get to like 300 sales, when you were before like comparing your 50 sales, whatever, when you get to that next milestone, that at your last milestone, you were wishing you're at, you're just going to be wishing you're at the next one. And life is about enjoying the journey. Yes, strive for greatness. We want you all to strive for greatness and live the lives that you deserve to live. But enjoy the process. Enjoy the process of building up to that. Enjoy the journey. And when you're grateful for that as well, you're going to attract more opportunity and success to you, because you are having an abundant mindset rather than a lack mindset. Your reality reflects whatever is going on inside your mind. So if you're thinking, oh, okay, so I've got 50 sales, I've reached that milestone, but it's not enough because Sally over there has got 150, and you're just going to be in lack and you're just going to get lack back. So you're probably actually going to project yourself even further forward as well if you are thinking in that abundant mindset. And just keep that tunnel vision. Do pop your head up every now and then to have a look at what other people are doing and get inspired. And, you know, a bit of competition is healthy. It spurs you on. No, that's good. Use it in that way. Use it to maybe help you step up your game if you need to. But, you know, also stay in your lane and look at what you're doing, because it's your life, it's your journey, and everybody's journey is different. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. I think as well, yeah, looking at other people for a bit of healthy competition and thinking, yes, that's where I can get.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also just enjoying the present moment is so crucial. I think as well in the life we are in now, everyone is moving so quick pace and it's always like, when can I get to the next goal? And it's very, very easy to get like that. Like we're all human. Mm. But yeah, as Grace said, all we have is the present moment, which is, I think, mind-blowing when you think about it too much. Yeah. But it's also really fascinating. All you have is the present moment. If you're sat right now and you're worrying about something, which I hope you're not, you should be inspired right now, but if you're worrying about anything, then you're actually just taken away from the present moment, and the present moment is all you have.
Yes, yeah. And also, I think I read it in a book, I can't remember, but I just read it recently that ambition and to be ambitious is one of our like natural survival instinct. So like we in the old, you know, the tiger hunter gatherer days, we had to be ambitious to get our food. We had to be competitive and ambitious to make sure that we were feeding our tribe rather than the other tribe getting the food first. So it's very innate within us to have that, but it's about being aware of that innate drive for constant progression and ambition, being aware of that and working with it, and also just sometimes stepping back and realizing I'm not in the hunter gatherer times just because that other person's got an extra 1,000 followers more than me on my Instagram, if it's like a business page or something that you own, just because they're further ahead of you doesn't mean that you then can't have the success too. Like we're not in that world anymore, so you need to always just recognize as well and remember that this is coming from a truly caveman innate instinct, and be aware of that so that it doesn't overrun you. The same way that anxiety can overrun us when we're fight or flighting, where we used to do that if a lion chased us, and now we never get chased by a lion, so it doesn't serve a purpose as much anymore.
So interesting. I think it's all about self-awareness, isn't it? The more you work on that, the more you discover all these like little habits that maybe aren't serving you so much.
Yeah. But we spoke a lot there about comparing yourself as in you're under the person you're comparing yourself, so you're inferior. But actually, comparison works the other way as well. So you can be comparing yourself and putting yourself in a position of where you feel superior, and you make other people, or well, they might not know you're comparing, but you're putting other people as inferior to you. So it's not comparison is, it's just not helpful either way, whatever way you're doing it, whether you're feeling inferior or superior, it's not good. Because if you're stood on the pedestal looking down at everybody else, comparing yourself, thinking, I'm amazing, look at all these other people that are not as good, and look at how great I am, you are just judging people, and nothing good comes out of judgment. Like when you judge others, you're judging yourself. Life is a mirror. What you're judging in others, you're judging in yourself. So let go of that. There's nothing good that comes out of judgment. And yeah, like, you know, healthy competition is good. And sometimes it is good to see maybe that you are beating your competitors in business a bit or whatever, but do not get that comparison where you're then looking at everybody else as inferior, because that's not good. We're all one. We're all the same. We're all connected. We're all humans. And choose love instead of judging people.
Love that. I think as well that with that whole, reminding yourself to not feel superior, because you got to remember when we're starting something, I feel like one thing that always inspires me if I'm starting something new is I think whoever is up in the game of what I'm starting, they had to start somewhere. Everyone had a day one. Mm-hmm. So when you kind of like feel like you're establishing yourself or something like that, you're really proud, which is really great. Never feel like you're above anyone else, because their day one, you had your day one too, and I'm sure you're probably feeling the same as they're feeling. So it's really important to like never look down and always give out abundance. And as well, I think as well, like the thing about abundance, always helping and always giving out, because no, you shouldn't feel threatened by anybody else's success, because the universe is abundant and there's room for everyone. So you should never feel like you're giving anything away or like, oh, they're lower than me, why am I doing this? Like, just help wherever you can, because the universe is abundant. And then if you're going to send out that vibe, you're just going to attract more good frequency into your life.
Yeah. And also, like, it's again, it's like the evolution of humans. Like, we do need people to be better than us, that are doing more than us, because some people need to carve the path in the like unknown, that, you know, things that haven't happened yet. We need great leaders and people that are further ahead than us to carve paths that maybe we will then go down and sort of follow their path, which will then lead on to new things. Like, there's so many things like that in business where there's people that started some huge brand new innovative company, app, something that didn't exist before, that then actually carved a path for loads of new creators to create new brands in that market space, or new apps. I don't know. I can't think of what, but you know, like, we also need people to be further ahead than us, because they create new spaces for you to go and create it as well. So we do need, you know, it's just the natural cycle. You do need people to be ahead of you anyways. It's healthy.
Yeah, for sure. And they show you the results you can get. Like, we were saying this quite a lot in our webinar last night about how, like, if you're trying to install a new habit and you really know it's going to help you, but you don't have quite have the motivation before because you haven't experienced how it's going to help you. Looking up to a leader, someone that inspires you, they're going to show you what they did and what's possible and how it changed their life. So I think that's why it's so important to have those leaders to look up to.
Yeah. And, you know, like you said, everybody had their day one, and all the amazing people that you look up to now, imagine if they had fright from the beginning at the first hurdle, thought, I can't do this, I'm not enough. Look at that guy over there who's where I want to be, who's already smashing it. He's taken up all the space. There's no room for me. I better quit right now. And then we would have missed out on some of the greatest inventions and people and leaders and businesses that are around in our world right now if they had succumbed to that comparison trap. So don't be that person. You can do it. Just focus on you.
Yeah. Yeah, that is so, so powerful. I feel like you just have to get out your own way. Like, what if Einstein has said, nah, too many people are already doing this? Yes. Or someone, you know, like all the like great minds of the world, like they didn't think that. They thought, nah, actually, I'm just going to go for it. So that's what you have to do. You have to get out of your own way, because no one is doubting you, maybe just yourself. So you just get out your own way and just know that there's room for you wherever you want to go.
Yeah, and trust in your own unique vision of life and what you can make happen and what you see happening in your life. Trust in your own unique vision and follow through with conviction, because you don't know what change you could bring about into the world that could be very life-changing for other people behind you to experience.
Yeah, you never know who you're inspiring. That's a big one as well. Just by you like putting one foot in front of the other and going out and thinking, oh, I'm just going to try this. You never know who you are inspiring. So you should really go for it.
Yes. There's enough room for us all. Success is available for everyone. And this is an abundant universe.
Yes. Just keep that in mind. So we wanted to share with you just like a few tips, what we think really helps us with comparison. And one is, for me, is one that I've spoke about before on here. I think it's Brené Brown. And she explains that if you've like listened to this episode now and you're like, oh God, I actually always compare myself to people, like whether it's on social media or just in general, it's not about completely like stopping that and thinking, right, from this day now, I'm not going to compare myself to anyone. I've made it, I've done it. Because obviously we don't do that either. Like, it's very natural to compare yourself, but it's all about the how long you spend in that emotion. So if you see someone that, say, you've always felt a little bit envious of, a little bit jealous, and say you see maybe their picture on social media tonight, it's all about seeing that picture, maybe having the emotions of being envious, and then having the self-awareness to think, actually, that's not serving me. I don't need to compare myself. The universe is abundant and I can move on with like a really good frequency. So it's just all about minimizing that time. We're not like robots. We're all human. Like Grace said, it's all like human design to naturally compare ourselves. But it's all about just spending less time in that emotion and just like moving forward and tuning back into a good frequency. And then basically what I've just mentioned there, I think the main thing to remember is always that the universe is abundant. There is room out there for you. There's money out there for you. There's opportunities. If you just keep reminding yourself of that, you're always going to attract opportunities into your life anyway. And you're going to believe that there is room for you. Like, if you tell yourself, there is room for me up there with those people, then there is, because that's what your belief is.
Mm-hmm. And your beliefs are your life. So whatever you believe is what's going to come true. But it's so true. And it's just with life and anything, like, nobody's a perfect human. We're all imperfect humans, and we're all going to fall down at certain times. Like, even the people that read all the self-help books and listen to all the podcasts and meditate all the time and do everything that they can to be a optimized, amazing human, they're going to fall short as well. Like, it's natural. We're not perfect. So yes, I love that, Abby. It's just about being aware of those feelings and thinking, no, I'm not going to sit in this jealousy place because this isn't serving anyone, and moving on and reframing how you think. I love that. But so that's kind of what my tip basically is, was that I, if I see somebody that's doing amazing, that's doing really well, that's within the space or industry or something that I want to be doing, and they're doing it so well, I just, instead of, if I recognize that I feel envious of them, I just like to reverse that and just feel gratitude for them showing me what's possible, for them carving a path ahead of all of us, maybe that we will all follow down and create new things from, like just feeling grateful for them thriving and showing me that I could do that too, and that this is possible, and that obviously they must believe in themselves a lot, so I could do that too. Like just grateful for that person showing me what's possible. And then also reminding yourself of how, of your worthiness, of your enoughness, of how enough you are, how worthy you are of everything that you desire and your success. Because comparison, it's come from a place of lack. And if you were literally like full of thinking, I can do this, I'm enough, I'm worthy, blah, 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 you would never be really comparing yourself in the first place. So it's then going back to that root of just watering your plant, you know, and just thinking, no, you're great, you can do this, you got this, and moving on.
Oh, that's beautiful. Love that. I think that leads on perfectly to our quote of the week this week, which is, we won't be distracted by comparison if we are captivated with purpose. Mm. So basically, like Grace just said, if you have tunnel vision on your goal and what you want to achieve and who you know you are, then you're going to spend less time distracted looking at other people because you know that you deserve it.
Yes, you're just focused, nailed down on what you're doing. You haven't even got time to look at what Sally from down the road's doing because you're too busy thriving and focusing on your own things. So yeah, I'd love that quote. It's very powerful.
Yeah, it really is. It's so true.
So thank you everybody for listening to episode 37 of the Find Your Feet podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did like it, please share it on Instagram, on your stories, or with somebody who you think might benefit from listening to this, share it around. And if you're listening on Spotify, hit follow so you never miss an episode. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe on there. And also, if you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe. If you're not watching on YouTube, if you're just listening to us, you can watch our episodes on YouTube now. Our channel is Finding Your Feet, the podcast. So go and check us out on there.
Yeah, we hope this episode has left you feeling gassed up, ready for 2021, because we certainly are really gassed up. So we want you to come along with us. And definitely, if anything in this episode for really inspired you and sparked something in you, definitely share it with a friend, because I think we all need a little something on comparison.
Yeah, it's something that we all struggle with. So share it around and follow us on Instagram at Finding Your Feet Podcast. That's where we are every single day. You don't need to wait until every Wednesday to hear from us. You can get your Finding Your Feet fix every single day on Instagram. So come and follow us on there. And also, some of you may be aware, some of you may not be aware, we have got a brand new website that we just launched a few weeks ago. So go and have a look on there as well, because we've got a shop section full of positive affirmation playlists, all personalized affirmation playlists specific for different goals, for self-belief. I'd recommend if you are struggling with comparison, then the self-belief and career affirmation is the one for you, or the self-love. You know, affirmations are so powerful. They are what rewire your beliefs, your subconscious mind. That is what runs your life, is your beliefs and your subconscious mind. That's how you make all your choices and you manifest. It's all from there. So affirmations are the perfect way to make sure that your subconscious mind is full of empowering beliefs that are going to drive you forward and reflect back what you want from life. So go and have a look on our website, because we've got a whole range of affirmation playlists on there. They're very, very, very cheap. So and they're amazing. They've reduced some of the people that have listened to them already to tears. Everyone loves them. So go and have a look on there as well and see if there's anything that takes your fancy.
Yeah, they're so powerful. I've been absolutely loving mine. I listen to them every day.
Yeah, they are very powerful. Yes, and like we said at the beginning of the episode about BetterHelp, if that is something that you'd be interested in, if you want to get some professional online counselling at a much more affordable price, don't forget the link for that is in our show notes. And if you have any questions about it as well, just come and DM us on Instagram, we'll chat to you.
Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.